to Iran now. That's where United Nations nuclear inspectors are, back for the second time in a month for more talks about the country's nuclear program. Iran signaled yesterday that it was ready to hit back at some sanctions threatening its economy. It announced it was halting limited oil sales to France and Britain. Joining us now is correspondent for our partner, the BBC, James Reynolds from London. Welcome to the program, James.
My pleasure to be with you, John.
You know, I don't quite understand if this is a viable process that's going on here. These inspectors arrive in Tehran at a moment of pretty significant tension between Iran and virtually all of the people that it's trying to project it has a nuclear program, that it has control of the oil market by closing the Straits of Hormuz as a threat. What's going on here?
I think you're right to pose all those questions. I think it's clear that over the last 4 months, there has been rising tension, both about Iran's intentions and Israel's possible intentions to carry out its own preemptive strike against Iran. The fact is, this IAEA visit is very important at stripping away some of the rumor and hearsay which affects the Iran story. And they're trying to get at the bottom of a very simple and a very important question. Does Iran's nuclear program have a military element to it? That's the question they're trying to answer, and that's why everyone is so interested in it.
And do you think that the inspectors can push this to a different level, or are they basically going to just sort of listen to what Iran is talking about, be dictated to by Iran, and leave with nothing more than they came with?
Difficult to tell. The IAEA itself bills this visit as a meeting, not an inspection. So I imagine it'll be 2 days of talks, probably in Tehran, with leading scientists. And the IAEA itself has said that it hopes for concrete results, but at the same time, it stressed that it doesn't expect it will get all the answers it needs in just 48 hours. We'll have an idea of what the IAEA found when the IAEA reports on the 5th of March, its latest meeting.
Ban Ki-moon suggests that Iran has the burden to prove that it doesn't have a nuclear weapons program. Is that enough of a trigger to actually encourage greater international decisive action to actually stop a process that appears to be moving forward?
I think for the United States and for the European Union, definitely so. And we have proof of that by the fact that the United States has imposed its own financial sanctions against Iran and the fact that the European Union has imposed an oil embargo against Iran. But for other countries, in particular Russia and China, they would answer your question a different way. They say that there is not enough evidence for another round of United Nations sanctions and that the world should continue to do business with Iran.
And so that really describes a stalemate, although the burden of proof on Iran certainly reverses the issue that was the case for WMDs in Iraq, where it was up to the United States to come to the table in that famous Colin Powell speech to present evidence. In this particular case, if Iran can't present evidence, then presumably some action can be motivated here.
It's very, very difficult to tell, and the comparisons with Iraq are occasionally helpful and occasionally not so helpful. I think it's probably best to start at square one with this, the IAEA visit, and then see what they have to say on the 5th of March.
All right, James Reynolds, correspondent for our partner, the BBC. Thanks so much.
This is Ira Flatow, host of Science Friday. For over 30 years, the Science Friday team has been reporting high-quality science and technology news, making science fun for curious people by covering everything from the outer reaches of space to the rapidly changing world of AI to the tiniest microbes in our bodies. Audiences trust our show because they know we're driven by a mission to inform and serve listeners first and foremost with important news they won't get anywhere else. And our sponsors benefit from that halo effect. For more information on becoming a sponsor, visit sponsorship.wnyc.org.